What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here, filling in for Hunter Logan for another edition of Stack the Pucks, Episode 1, on this Sunday, March 10th. Now, this one, I got three NHL matchups for you in this one. The first one I got is the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Then I got the Nashville Predators taking on the Minnesota Wild. And then lastly, we're going to finish it off with the Calgary Flames taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into our first matchup, which is the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. The lines are currently open in this game, and it favors the Edmonton Oilers in the money line sitting at negative 156, while the Pittsburgh Penguins are at home as an underdog sitting at plus 130. When we're looking at the puck line on Edmonton's side, it's at negative 1.5 at plus 146, while the Pittsburgh Penguins right now are at plus 1.5 in the puck line at negative 178. Now, the over-under in this game is set at 6.5. If you're taking the over or under, it's right now even. So either one, you can take it. It's at negative 110 in the over, and it's at negative 110 in the under. Now, when you're looking at these last 10 games between these two teams, it favors the Edmonton Oilers slightly with a 6-4 record, and the overs hit six times in the last 10 games. Now, these two teams already played before once, and that was just earlier in the week, early this week, March 3rd. That one, the Edmonton Oilers won big in that game, 6-1. They won overall in the money line and the overhit at 6.5. Now, if you're looking at these last two teams and what they've been doing right now, the Edmonton Oilers has been 5-3-1-1 in their last 10, and they've hit the under seven times in their last 10 games. While you're looking at Pittsburgh right now, they've been 4-5-1 in their last 10, and they've hit the over six times in their last 10 games. So pretty much something has to give. You got one team hitting the over, one team hitting the under. Like, it's just been even. So you got to see really what these two teams are doing. Now, if you're looking at the goaltending right now on Edmonton's side, it's been amazing right now. I mean, they've only been allowing an average in 1.6 goals a game. That's been great right now for their goaltending. Now, if you're looking at Pittsburgh right now, they have been allowing 4 goals a game right now. And that's why they've been 1-4 in their last 5. So that's something you got to take note of as you're watching these two teams go against each other. Now, one thing you also got to look at, if you're looking at props between these two teams, one player I always like, especially on Pittsburgh's side, is Sidney Crosby. I think he can at least get something going overall for this team. Right now, it's at 0.5 goals scored in this one. He's kind of averaging around 0.5 goals. If you take that right now, it's at plus 115. I might lean and take the over in that one. Now, Connor McDavid, you can't go wrong at this one. I know right now he's been like in a scoring slump. He kind of broke it a little bit, but I may be going against Sidney Crosby. He might get something going at 0.5. If you take that, it's at plus 110 if you take the over on that one. He's been averaging about 0.3, but maybe he can get going against another star. You know, big time players show up in big time moments in this game. Now, you're looking at this one, I really like Edmonton right now. They're a team that's really trying to get in that Stanley Cup kind of contention. While you're looking at Pittsburgh, they're kind of more just like older, getting kind of old right now, and they're just kind of like in the middle, you know, just average. So with that being said, I'm going to lean and take Edmonton in the money line this game. I also like the puck line on Edmonton's side as well. And with this one, I don't think it's going to be such a high scoring game, so I'm going to lean and take the under in this game as well. Now let's get into our next NHL matchup, and that one is the Nashville Predators taking on the Minnesota Wild. Now the lines are currently open in this game, and it favors the Minnesota Wild at home at negative 140. Now you're looking at the Nashville Predators, they're on the road as an underdog at plus 116. When you're looking at the puck line on Nashville side, they're at plus 1.5 and negative 220. While you're looking at the Wild in this game at negative 1.5 at plus 180. Now the over-under is set at 5.5. If you take the over in that one, that's the favorite at negative 138. If you take the under in that one, it's at plus 112. Now, if you look at the last 10 games between these two, the Nashville Predators got the edge with a 7-3 record, and the over has hit 8 times in the last 10 games. Now, these two teams already played before 3 times. Nashville has won 2 out of 3 of them. Okay, so that's something you got to take note of. They won the money line in 2 out of 3 as well, and the overs hit 2 times in the last 3 matchup that they had. Now, all of them has been at 6 in it. So that's something that you got to look at. I like the over in this one, but you got to look at what these teams been doing of late. You're looking at Nashville right now. They've hit the under in 6 of their last 10, and you're looking at the Wild, though. They've hit the over in 6 of their last 10. Now, one thing you got to take note of is what these teams are doing lately. Right now, Nashville has been pretty good. They've been 9-0-1 so far in their last 10. They've really been playing a little bit better. While you're looking at the Minnesota Wild, they've been okay at 5-4-1 right now. You're looking at the goaltender right now. I mean, like I told you, it's been amazing right now, averaging and allowing 1.8 goals a game. That's been really remarkable for this team, while the Minnesota Wild has been giving up 3 goals overall between these two. So that's something you got to take note of as you're seeing these teams play. You're looking more at this Wild team. One thing you got to take note of with them is the fact that when it comes to the over-under, they're trending actually downwards in the under in this game. They've only hit it 38 times in their last 87 games. So that's something you got to take note of overall as they're taking on this Nashville Predators team. As we're looking at any player props right now between these two teams, one player that I really like overall in this one is Ryan O'Reilly. Now, right now, it's at plus 200 if you think he can get a goal for Nashville right now. It's at 0.5. I might take the over in that one to see if he can get something going. Now, one that's going to be tough, if you really want to make some extra money in this one, one player I'm looking at for this team right now is the likes of Ryan Hartman. Now, right now, it's at 0.5. I know he's only averaging 0.2, but it's at plus 300 if you want to make a little extra money in that one. That's something you got to take note of as you're seeing these two teams go against each other. With that being said, I'm going to lean and I'm going to take the upset in this one. I'm going to take Nashville overall in this game. I'm also going to take them in the puck line as well. And I like the over in this game too. Now let's get into our final NHL matchup, and that one is the Calgary Flames taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Lions are currently open in this game, and it favors the Carolina Hurricanes at home. Looking at the money line, it's at negative 215, while the Calgary Flames are an underdog, and their money line is set at plus 176. You're looking at the puck line on Calgary side, it's at plus 1.5 at negative 134, while you're looking at the Carolina Hurricanes, they're at negative 1.5 at plus 112. The over-under is set at 6.5. If you take the under in that one's the favorite at negative 122. If you take the over in that one, it's at plus 100 between these two teams. Now, if you look at the last 10 games between these two, they've been even in the win-loss total. However, the unders hit 8 times in the last 10 games. You're looking at this Carolina Hurricanes team. They've been a really good team. A lot of that's been because of their defense. They're more of an under team than an over team so far this NHL season. Matter of fact, if you're looking at their last 10 games right now, they've hit the under in 8 of those. You're looking at the Calgary Flames, though. They've been 6-4 in their last games. And in those games right now, they've hit the over in 7 of those. So you got to like what they've been doing right now as well. But look, defense is the key for this Carolina Hurricanes team. And you're looking overall at their goaltending. They've been 4-1 in their last 5, allowing and averaging 2.2 goals a game. You're looking at the Calgary Flames. They give up a lot more goals, but they can score overall. They allow 3.4 goals a game, and that's given them a 3-2 record so far overall in that one. Now, as we look at these two teams, one player that I'm really looking at as these two teams go against each other is Seth Jarvis in this game for Carolina. Right now, it's at 0.5. If you take the over in that one, it's at plus 210. So that's something you might want to probably lean towards as you're going looking at these two teams go against each other. Now, I think this game is going to be a really slow-paced game right now between these two. Jordan Staal is another player that I'm liking. It's at 0.5. It's at plus 375. I know he's been averaging around like 0.13, but I would still maybe take him in this one as well. Overall, I think this is going to be a slow scoring game between these two. I'm going to take Carolina in this one. I'm going to take the under in this one. And I like the puck line on Carolina's side as well. That's our look at the Calgary Flames taking on the Carolina Hurricane. Then we have the Nashville Predators taking on the Minnesota Wild and the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm Brandon Fryer filling in for Hunter Logan. This is episode 1 of Stack the Pucks.